Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Jesus. Lord, we bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Father, we bless you. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for this opportunity we have to be with your people. And we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to share your gospel, your truth of your word, Lord God. And we thank you for this moment in time, even in history, Lord God, that we've been blessed to be part of, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for helping us and being with us, Lord God, as we persevere, as we stand, as we come together. Lord, thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you've given to us. We've caught in our robbery, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, to even be in your presence tonight and you to be with you. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing inside of us, Lord God. Thank you for bringing us to a new place in you, Lord God, as we trust you and depend on you. And so we thank you, Lord God, for each and every one that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, God, move according to your word tonight as we come seeking your will. We come desiring to know you, Lord, as we come, Lord God, hungry to the table which is spread. But the feast of the Lord is going on. We thank you for what we're about to receive tonight. Thank you for giving us insight, oversight. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for even wisdom. And you are even understanding everything that we need to be successful in you, Lord God. Thank you in advance for it right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for revelation, knowledge, and truth, Lord God. Reveal it to us, even where we are, even answers to the questions that stand in our hearts, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us divine strategy in this hour of how to succeed, how to be successful, how to overcome, how to win, Lord God. Thank you as we come to you. You are our source tonight. Lord God, you are our source, everlasting source. Nothing we can do is without you, Lord God. We thank you that apart from you, we can do nothing. With you, we can do all things. So, Lord, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you as we come, Lord, even as you prepare our hearts to receive. Thank you for our minds to receive, Lord God. Thank you for our faith to demonstrate and go forth in Jesus' name. Thank you for the signs and wonders that shall follow your word tonight. We thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, give you honor, glory. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you all tonight. Welcome to Eagles Flight Hour with Apostle Marcus Dupree, Prophet Slater Dupree. And we thank God for this time that we have to be before you and be with you. And we count it all joy just to be in the presence of the Lord tonight and even with his precious people as we come to break the bread of life. We're thanking Lord for all that he's doing and how he's doing his divine strategies in his hour. Thank God for even how he's moving according to the Spirit. Just before I get started, I want to make mention for any of those who are in the Jacksonville area, amen, we will be coming forth, amen, in revival over in Jacksonville this week here. I just want to make mention of that. If you go to my Facebook page, for those who have my Facebook page, amen, and we're going to be going forth in this revival. And we thank God for, amen, for what we're about to encounter this week. It's going to be from Monday night and all the way through to Saturday night. And we just want to mention to you about that and also welcome you to come. Be also revival that we're going to have in the Lord. And it's going to be powerful. It's going to be awesome. And might for those who definitely can join us to be part of it, we definitely invite you to come forward, amen, as God go forth and do a great work inside of us and with us. It's going to be awesome, and I'm looking forward to some great encounters in the Holy Ghost as we go forth. So come hungry, come ready. Come ready to impart, to receive from the Lord. For those who will even take their trip down, it's going to be worth it as well. Amen. So it's going to be so Awakening Summit Revival. It's going to be from October 23rd or 28th, and the services will be 7 p.m. nightly. Location is 2050 Emerson Street, Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. 32207. Is the zip code, amen. So, and the host pastor will be Gary Denson. life through the Spirit Ministries. Amen. And we have the host of the conference is Prophetess, of course, Patricia Douglas. Amen. Her contact number is 904-305-0728. And so just to make mention of that, and definitely come if you can and join us. Amen. Just to name a few people who will be on tomorrow night, Monday night, will be Apostle Barbara Thomas. And then Wednesday night, we will have Pastor Virgil Jackson. Amen. And I do apologize if I didn't mention that right. Then we have Pastor Malcolm Trotter on Friday night, and then myself on Thursday night, excuse me. Pastor Malcolm Trotter. Then on Friday night, it would be myself, Apostle Dupree, and on Saturday night. And then during the day on Saturday, we will have some workshops going on. Definitely be part of that as well, too. So it's going to be an awesome power-packed week. And then we also have one of the workshops will be Apostle Randall and Carlos Quisenberry. Amen. They will be speaking together in one of the workshops as well. So definitely join us if you can. And it's going to be a great time of the Lord. I'll be doing the workshop as well and talking about, amen, and talking about, the prayer works. Amen. We'll be getting into that study as well. So definitely that night, 7:00, that night, we'll have a night ablaze. It's going to be some time. God's going to pour out. He's going to minister. He's going to do whatever needs to be done. I just encourage you all to show up and just let God show out. Amen. We come together by faith. So I just want to make mention of those who may be in the closest surrounding areas, a state or two over. Amen. From Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, different parts of Florida. Come on and be a part of this great move of God. It's going to happen, and we're looking forward to what God is going to do. So praise God. I just want to take a minute to mention that. And so we thank God for the success of what God has already put in motion. So, all right, praise God. Let's get ready to get into Word. Amen. And if anyone have any questions or comments and need prayer, amen. Number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box, amen. And we definitely invite you to come in and have a come and let the Lord help you whichever way you may need him to answer your question. I do what you need to do, amen. He's here. He's at your, he's here to serve tonight, amen. So we thank the Lord for his presence, amen. All right, let's get into the Word of God. We turn with me to Matthew chapter 14. Glory to God. Amen. Okay. Yes. All right, so we're going to be in Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 says, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the winds was contrary. For in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit.' They cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, said, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it be thou, you bid me unto thee on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried and saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? Amen. All right. And I'll go read the last verse. And when they came and they were come unto the ship, the wind ceased. Amen. All right. Tonight I want to talk to you from the subject of enduring through the storm. Enduring through the storm. Enduring through the storm. Storms come in our life, challenges, seasons as well. Different times that we will have a time of going through, we will be challenging. And the thing is about a storm is God allows it. God allows storms in our life for reasons. Because seasons change, times change, days change. In the natural, the natural parts of life. But now, spiritually, God allows these things to happen because seasons change. There's certain times in our life that we have to move, that we need to move. Sometimes we won't move. Sometimes God has to allow some things to happen to get us to move on to the next place or move on to the next place in Him, to go deeper, to go stronger. If God didn't allow storms in our lives, a lot of us would not progress in God. Let's just be honest. We would not be challenged. Now, I'm coming to you with the storm. I'm coming to you tonight and from a different angle. And I do that sometimes with some discipline with the Lord may have us talk about. But sometimes He had me come with something that we may look at and talk about storms for how God, going through the storm. But sometimes we have to look at it from the standpoint. Some people you look at it as a negative. Oh, the storm in my life is so bad, so horrible. But I'm coming to you tonight to let you see why we need a storm sometimes. Enduring this process of a storm is not a bad thing. Some people may look at a storm as something you don't want to go through, but listen, I've learned to thank God through the storms for the storms. Because if the storms did not come, we would not be challenged. We would not progress in the things of God. We won't be so uncomfortable to cause us to move. Think about it. If a situation was very comfortable for us, who would press into God? Who would press into being good, the presence of God? Who would press in to really allow God to minister to us wherever we are with our storms? Storms have a place in our life. Well, think about it. Seasons change. There's a purpose for summer, winter. There's a purpose for fall, autumn. Fall is for spring. There's a purpose for that. In the springtime, the time to where you see the planted. It's a good time for things to be receiving nutrients and nourishment to grow. And the summertime is a good time for things to heat up and even for the blossom to come forth. And even the fall is a time for the season to move on to change where things begin to dry out. They need to dry out and fall off. They need to fall off. And, of course, wintertime is a time to where everything has a chance to reset when the time comes. So there's a purpose and a reason for every season that we go through. And so we have to even not only seasons, but also our storms. Some storms have a different reason to come forth in our life. So as we go forth, amen, what is a storm? Amen, what is a storm? That's a good question. Amen. That storm is truly, the definition of storm is an occurrence of bad weather in which there is a lot of rain, snow, etc., and often strong winds. A sudden occurrence of something large, something in large amounts, okay? A sudden occurrence of something in large amounts. A situation in which many people are angry and upset. Wow, we've had some of those moments. Let me go for a little bit further. A disturbance or agitated state. A disturbance or agitated state. It's a disturbance. It breaks up the norm. It comes against the normal routines. Sometimes we can find ourselves in normal routines that are cycles, and sometimes it's not good for us to be in certain cycles. Some cycles are good. Some cycles are not good. Some cycles cause us to be complacent. Some cycles just cause us to be just off, or just off our place in God. Some cycles we get in comes in our life sometimes, and we find ourselves moving away from God when we ought to should be coming closer to God. So even that, even when there's certain occurrences or certain situations happening, this, you know, God will allow a disturbance to come to break things up. And so even when those storms in our life come, even though it may look bad, but it also works out for our good. Amen. Amen. It works out for our good. Amen. Let's go back to another direction. Another direction shows us that it is a sudden occurrence of something in large amounts. Well, we can say like Job. Job went through a severe storm because trouble came to him in large amounts. Well, bad news, I should say. Bad news came to him in large amounts at one time, in one setting. When one time this happened, that happened, this happened, that happened. All these things happened at all around the same time, large amounts. That was a storm he had hit. He had to go through. He had to endure. Now, some of you, even as I'm speaking a lot, as I'm speaking tonight, some of you are in some storms right now. Some storms are raging in your life. Fear not. He's with you. Be not dismayed. He is your God. He will strengthen you. Yes, he will encourage you. He will hold you up. See, you got to understand you're not in the storm by yourself. We'll get to that. But you're not alone. I want you to hold on to that. You're not alone in your storm. See, once again, even though the Lord allows the storm, but he's not leaving you alone in your storm. He said, Lord, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world, even to the end of the age. He's going to be with you. So you're not in the storm by yourself. Don't think that you have to carry this weight of the storm by yourself. Let's go to verse 22. And straightway Jesus, Matthew 14, verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to go into a ship. Amen. He told them to go into the ship and go to and to go before him unto the other side. You know, it's fair to say that Jesus knew what they was going to come. He knew about the storm that they were going to come. Not only in this situation, but he also knew all storms in life that we're going to encounter. Times in our life where times are very bright, very sunny, and there are times that will be very dark, very challenging. He knew this. He said storms come to the rain come to just as well to the unjust. So you don't have to do anything to be in the storm. Why do we think just because we're in the storm that we did something so wrong? Job did everything. You know, he did himself was right, but he still went through a storm. See, this is why you got to understand. Don't look at the storm as one way. You got to also see the both sides of it. I refer to from time to time the word crisis. That's another way to look at it. Crisis. Crisis in the Chinese Chinese definition of crisis. It means great challenge. But on the opposite end, it also says great opportunity. If we don't get challenged in our opportunities, we won't experience the greater things. How can you experience the move of God or a miracle happening if you won't be challenged, if you weren't challenged? See, remember, there's without a real reason, a miracle just won't happen. A miracle is something that only God can do. And sometimes we got to understand, how can we see the goodness and greatness of God with our storms? There's a purpose for the storm. So we got to prepare our hearts to know and realize when we go through a storm in life, it's not the end of the world. Stop panicking. Like on TV, we used to have, back in the days, we used to have a thing called Don't Panic, It's Only a Test. There's a little warning, testing, broadcasting testing thing come on. The line be, you know, Forrest had the long beep going on for a few minutes sometime at a time. But he said, do not panic. You just refer to the screen. It's only a test. So sometimes we will have those moments of testing. They're going to come. But that's not the time for us to lose heart. That's not the time for us to give up. That's not the time for us to be discouraged. That's not the time for us to feel that God has left us. Just because you're going through a storm, that doesn't mean that God has left you. Actually, that's a great opportunity for you to embrace God or let God embrace you. So don't feel like that's the time that, oh, my God, God just left me and he just don't care. And this. No, definitely not. God loves you. But he also knows that you have to go through storms. You have to go through storms sometimes because we won't see or really know God if everything's always good. Let's face it, we won't. So why do we allow ourselves to fret and get all discouraged and want to quit and give up? That's we have to understand the storms have a purpose even storms have a purpose in our life. It's not the time for us to throw in the towel, but that is the time that we get closer to God. So remember, the first thing first, when storms come in your life, that's not the time to go away from God. That is the time to you take time to embrace the presence of God when you come through your storm. Don't turn and run away. Don't get discouraged and stop reading your word. Don't get discouraged and not pray because I'm just going through. Come on, get yourself together. Don't let that stop you from doing what you got to do. So when we take time out and allow God to minister to us, now we can begin to see some greater things happening, great opportunities. See, instead of looking at it as a tragic situation, I'm going through right now, see it as an opportunity. Okay, God, what is it? What is it that I need to learn from this? What is it can I learn from a storm? Our storms in life is there, too, also to build us up, to strengthen us, and also to challenge us to go deeper than stay on the surface. Some of us in our relationship, the relationship with God are so surface that we really don't know God the way we think we know him. And it's going to take some storms of time to cause you to provoke you to go deeper. We have to realize that as long as we just keep it simple, you know, as long as we just casually live as a Christian, we're not going to see or experience God the way we need to. And this is sad because there's so much more to God than we can experience. But we have to keep our mind focused. We have to keep our heart set. We have to understand that what's before us is only for a season or a short time. Some of us in our situations, we may be facing some things. It may look like it's going to be a long night. It'll be a long time. But even in our perception of things, we got to understand, okay, it's only a storm. It's only a storm. And storms don't last always, huh? Storms don't last always. When we allow God to touch our hearts, when we allow him to minister to us right where we are, and see beyond the initial brunt of the storm, beyond the moment of the storm, and understand, okay, this too shall pass. We won't find ourselves losing our heads so many times when certain things go on. Oh, I'm always going through. I'm this and that. Stop that. Don't allow yourself to get caught up with the storm. Because sometimes even in our emotions, if we're not careful, we can allow ourselves to get caught up in the storm so much so that we see only the negative. We won't see the positive. Well, guess what? In some storms, some plants are being watered. So the land needs to be cooled off. It may be hot. Some areas haven't had rain in years, a certain period of time. that rain comes forth. It may seem like a storm, but it was a positive that came out of the storm. Some animals didn't have water when the storm came. See, in spite of us looking at our short-term moment, we're missing some other benefits, long-term benefits of the storm. We miss the blessing in the storm. Glory to God. All right. Okay, getting back into the Word. Okay. So be encouraged. Don't, I just want you to hear what we're saying tonight. Don't let these storms... Don't let a storm, which is only last, which is meant to last for a moment, turn to a lifetime. Don't let it turn to a lifetime, because if we allow it to, if we try to, you know, because we can keep rehearsing a bad thing for so long to where it really feels like it's a lifetime. See, even though you're going through your storm, don't be afraid to let the storm go. You may have, in that storm, you may have made some bad decisions. You may have done some things that, Lord knows, it may not even make sense why you did it. I mean, really, you know, whatever. Some things happen, life happens. And sometimes we make some bad decisions in the midst of the storm. And we do that. Sometimes we miss some key elements about why we're in the storm. We do that because there's some reasons why we're in that storm. And the thing is, I remember the story about a man who, his daughter was riding, and they hit this patch of storm he was driving. And the man was sitting there just kind of, you know, saying, humming to himself, and the daughter was driving. He said, "Daddy, I don't know what to do." He said, she just said, "Keep going." So she was like, "What's going on?" You know, so she's looking at her storm. She's looking at her storm. And so she's looking at him for just a word of wisdom, something profound. He just said, "Keep going." And so she going, and it got really bad. She had to slow down a little more. He said, "Slow down, but keep going." Things got really rough. He had to slow down a little more. Just slow down. You know, she was really kind of getting upset and caught up on what was going on and how it looks right now, and the stuff feels of hell and different stuff. It really started cranking up. He said, "Slow down, but keep going." After a short period of time, she came out, and all of a sudden, it's like she broke out of into a brand new sunshine. The storm was over. And so she went for a little piece, and she stopped. He told her to stop. And they got in the car, and he said, "Look, you see what you just came through? See how bad it looked back there? But you didn't stop in the midst of the storm. You kept on going." And sometimes we cause our process to be so much longer because we keep stopping in the storm. Don't stop in the storm. And then, you know, things may look so crazy. We don't know what to say, how it feels. Look, of course, we're almost to love to have $1 million. But guess what? The $1 million may not come. That may not be your answer to your situation. You may say, "Yeah, that would be great." But that may not be the answer. But as you continue to keep going, God will reveal to you exactly what needs to be done. So don't be so caught up on your storm. Remember, Jesus is with you in the midst of your storm. You're never, ever standing alone. And he knows what you have to bear. So, amen. So even as she went through that thing, she realized, you know what, she is not alone. And she wasn't. Her father was with her. See, we got to realize that too. The same way as the natural, so is in the spirit. Jesus is with you. Your elder brother is with you. So you're not alone. And the same thing, as you consult him for wisdom. And you know, he might say, "Keep going. Keep going. Keep pressing through. I'm going to bring you joy. Keep on going." And when you come to the other side, you begin to see. Okay, let's go back to the scriptures. And he went, while he sent the multitude away, and when he had sent the multitude away, he went up to a mountain apart to pray. there's a time and season, especially that we have to, we need to be more sensitive to prayer. If anyone needs to call in, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the queue box. There's a reason, amen, why we may have seasons that we may have more seasons of prayer than the norm. There may be a season time, okay, you may have came through a storm, well, you may have came through last season, and this season here, you might be led or unctioned, you know, have an unction before the Holy Ghost to pray more. You may have or he may begin to deal with your heart with more of prayer, esteem more his presence more. That lets you know that you might be about to face a challenging season than you did before, than last month. See, we must learn to be more sensitive to our spirit and adhere to the warning before it comes. A lot of times the Spirit is trying to warn us about things, but we're not paying attention and we don't see it. Or we're not sensitive enough to hear what he is saying or to understand or be positioned to hear or understand what he's saying. See, we have so many, sometimes we have so many voices going on in our life that we miss the most important voice. Sometimes we have so many stories, so many things going on in our life that we miss the most important one that's going to make the difference. As he encourages you, as he builds you, as he strengthens you, this is what happens when you're not in the storm. Now, going through the storm, you begin to work out those muscles that you've been preparing. But before the storm comes, there's a training, there's a process that he's going to take you through before the storm comes, that when you get in the storm, you're going to have to do what you do, stand and let him do what he has to do in your life. But we must make up in our mind that no matter what comes our way, we're going to stand strong. We're going to be plugged in. We're going to learn from, hear from him. And this is why your relationship with God should not be seasonal. In spite of your seasons that you go through, in spite of the storms and trials and tribulations and the challenges you go through, you could be in a challenge today and out of tomorrow. But your relationship with God should always stay the same. Our relationship with God should be consistent in season and out of season. Come on, hear what I'm saying. In season, out of season, no matter what season it is that we're going through, our relationship with God should still maintain and be the same. So at least, if anything, you might turn it up a little more because of what you're going through, you might have to pray more, stay more in his presence a little bit more than normal, but that's okay. But you should still always maintain a level of that relationship going forth regardless. And see, we get caught a lot of times because we fall off. When there's nothing going on, we fall off. Now, when something's going on, we're being challenged. You know, look, you find us in the Word. We're praying. We're doing what we do. But the minute we come into the calm or something, everything's kind of calm, we fall away. We get slack in our practice and our problem. We get slack in our practice before our God. We don't be persistent in the presence of God because we're comfortable. And being comfortable is not God's desire. He wants to be content, but not necessarily comfortable. Okay, matter of fact, okay, let's go. Let me go to that verse. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Yes, there is a big difference between being comfortable and being content. Amen. So let's go to verse 11, 4 and 11. Well, let me go back to verse 10. That's good, but I'm gonna try to steal this part. Verse 10. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last, your care of me had flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. You know, they were careful in the sense of they were attentive to his need, but they lacked opportunity or whatever you needed. So verse 11 says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Okay. I'm going to read the NLT version of those two verses. I rejoice in the Lord greatly because, once again, you renewed your care for me. You were, in fact, concerned about me, but lacked opportunity to show it. Okay? I don't say this out of need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I find myself. See, God wants us to be able to function in and how to function out of the storm. And should we want us to be to remain the same in the sense of, you know, be consistent. Consistency in our walk with God is essential. You know, that's one thing that I noticed with God, that he really honors consistency. He said that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Okay, let's go to verse 11. It says, I know both how to be abased, I also know how to be abound, and where in everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, but to abound and to suffer need. In other words, no matter what situation he's in, he's learned how to maintain and be at that place, how to function, how to be operational. Even if he's in need, he understands how to keep it to minimal to where he knows how to still be able to function, flow, and do what he has to do. And verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. This is why our walk with God has to go beyond just a religious gesture. This is why our walk with God has to go beyond the Jesus Paul speak about. This is why we have to really function in some relationship for real. Because you are in position to do all things. But without him, we can't. And the key to our success is not going to church every Sunday. It's not how many books of the Bible that you read. It is your relationship with God, staying grounded with God to where no matter what comes, he is the Lord thy God, he changed not. So let us know that even us in our walk with him, we should not change. And I know it's a tall order because sometimes life brings changes. I mean, you get challenged. And then sometimes you miss it. You can get back in. That's the key. We have to understand no matter what, we may not be as consistent as we ought to be or would want to be, but the fact of the matter is God needs us. He needs us to stay consistent to where we position ourselves to hear from him, to be in his presence, to be consistent that no matter what happens, no matter what life challenges bring, no matter what life storms bring, that we remain the same in our walk with him. He wants us to be consistent in our standing for him. Amen. So I can do all things through Christ. So that means when there's a great storm come, I can do all things. When there's great famine in the land, I can do all things. When family acting crazy, I'm gonna remain the same. When they love me, I'm gonna remain the same. When they hate me, I'm going to remain the same. See, I need to make sure that my consistency and persistency in God never falls off. And this is one of the key things in any storm, because you got to understand, your walk with God has to be able to outlast any storm that you go through. Your faith in God should never change because of what you go through. No matter what people say, no matter how, you know, who disappoints you, your faith should not be shaken. That we're going to stand our ground in God, because guess what? God did not change. People may have changed, but God has not changed. Sometimes we can indirectly blame God for stuff that he has no business, that he has nothing to do with. Amen. Okay, let's go back to a verse of scripture here. Back to Matthew 14. Okay, going to verse 24. Well, let me go back to verse 23. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. Jesus just came out of a session to where he just turned 5 loaves and 2 fish to be sufficient for 5,000 people, whatever. He just fed a multitude of people. That was a miracle. It took virtue. You know, it was a move of God. Now, so here it is. He's also in opposition. Here it is. He's sent the disciples go ahead on. And so here he says, verse 23, he sent the multitude away, and he went up to a mountain apart to pray. There's a time that we must be separated from others. There's a time of separation in order for us to have true elevation. There's a time that we need to have apart from everyone else and have just that time with you in hell. It's a time that we need to make sure that we get that time in with God. And sometimes our daily challenges, things that come our way, makes it so hard sometimes to get that challenge and to get that time in with God. It makes it a real challenge for us. But you got to understand and know, no matter what happens, no weapon that's formed against you should prosper. No matter what it comes our way, don't lose hope. Don't lose heart. Stand firm in what you believe. And when we stand firm in what we believe, we cannot be shaken. Psalm 112, verse 7 says, I would not be afraid of evil tidings or bad news. My heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Amen. My heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. It is essential for us to maintain our place in God, to have our heart fixed in the Lord, no matter what comes our way. Amen. Let's go to that scripture. Amen. Psalm 112. 112, verse 7. He says, I shall not be afraid of evil tidings, bad news. We can get some bad news sometimes, but I would not be afraid of bad news. He goes on to say, his heart is fixed. Heart is fixed. In other words, I'm locked in, man. I'm not changing. I'm not changing how I feel about God because my car just broke down. I'm not changing how I feel about God because the refrigerators went out. I'm not changing what I feel for God because my favorite auntie or favorite cousin cussed me out. I'm not changing towards God. He said, his heart is fixed. It's set, trusting in the Lord. My heart is set to trust God. No matter who disappoints you, no matter who walks away, no matter who lets me down, my heart for God will not change. That's what I love about that scripture. He says he's not being moved. He's not letting anybody take that away from him. Back to Matthew chapter 14. Amen. Verse 23, he says, and when the evening was come, he was there alone. Let me say this. Sometimes we have a hard time being alone. Sometimes we can have the hard time of being alone. So instead of us being alone and standing with God, we'd rather get some people to be in agreement with us, or we'd rather get some people to be in our lives. And sometimes it works. It doesn't work because at a time in our life that we should be one-on-one with God, we're trying to bring people into this. And sometimes there's not a time for that. There's a time for you just be you and God. See, Jesus had a time, even though he was always with disciples, he sent them on while he went to go pray. He went to go pray. See, you know, we forget. Yes, thank God for the corporate anointing. Thank God for the corporate gathering. Thank God that we're on one accord together. But there is a walk of God that we have with ourselves. We have a position or place in God that we have to walk in with him. Okay, glory to God. We have to be able need to be independent in the sense of, or independent from man, but dependent on God. Dependent from man, but dependent on God. Okay, all right. So verse 24, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. The wind was the opposite. The wind was right against them. Sometimes we have elements in life situations that's actually coming forth fighting against us, trying to make it difficult for us to do the simplest things. And sometimes we have to know how to say, you know what? We have to be able to position ourselves in prayer and stand and hold our ground. Sometimes we may call some reinforcements. Hey, brother, hey, sister, look here. I need you to stand and agree with me. Whatever it takes. Let's not forget about the team factor in God. God, not only does Jesus want to work with you, but we want to work with you, even as your brothers and sisters. God has called us to work together. See, we need to stop this Lone Ranger thing and stop thinking that you against the world, Tupac, that we can just do anything all by ourselves. And, you know, sometimes we get weary. Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we need that encouragement. See, you know, some of us may need it more than others, but the bottom line is you don't know where you stand with God. In the sense of as far as it comes down to your relationship with Him or where you stand, what you're doing, amen. Sometimes we have to do that. We have to make sure that we stand in that place with God when we need to, and that we can have a good friendship, a good relationship with Him, so as we are talking with God, we're spending time with Him, that He's building us up, He's strengthening us to last through the storm. These storms will come in life. Don't let the storm that was designed to help you end up being hurtful to you. Don't let it be a setback, but actually it should be a setup for some greater things happening. See, once again, great challenge, but great opportunity. Why do we always keep it as a challenge, but we never see the opportunity? My God. We don't seem to catch the revelation about the opportunity. He sent this opportunity for us so we can go and get ahead in things and go forward in life and achieve and do some great things. But we have to get past the moment as this. We have to get past these moments to where it's all about us. We have to get past these moments to where we miss God because we're looking at other things. Amen. So here it is. He tell verse 24, excuse me. And but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. In other words, they were getting resistance from the winds. The wind was giving them the resistance, even though they had to go through. They had to go through, but it was a challenge. And then in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the world water. That fourth watch is from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. So here it is. He's on the fourth watch, and he's walking with them. He met them up, and he stood with them. Let's go back to the scriptures. It says, but straightway Jesus spake to them, saying, be of good cheer. Cheer up. It is I. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. We have to make sure that we're not walking through life fearful. We're afraid of change. We're afraid of doing something differently than we used to do. We cannot be afraid to try to do different things and do different things. We got to be bold. We got to be courageous. We have to be hungry for God. Amen. All right, so he goes on. But straightway Jesus spake unto him, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee in the water. So Peter's got real bold. He said, look at it. Lord, if that be you, let me come here. Let me walk on the water just like you do. Let me meet you. And also the name of Jesus is he let him. Jesus knew he could just fall and drown. He could do a bunch of stuff. But that's not the time to entertain doubt or unbelief. We got to make sure that we are positioning ourselves to go in, to really hear from God and allow Him to minister to us wherever we are. Okay, he goes on to say, the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went into them walking on the water. And when the disciples heard, those disciples saw him walking on the water, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for real. Amen. So here it is, because of the storm, they couldn't recognize who Jesus was. They were trying to guess and trying to figure out. See, regardless of the storm or not, the Lord never changes. Amen. So, amen, we're going a little further. We're almost there. And when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for him. Well, straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee in the water." See, Jesus is trying to call us to a closer place in him that we can begin to execute and demonstrate the word of God, demonstrate his love. Amen. He's not about us being robots. He wants us to be involved and engaged and have a desire to know him for real. So, amen. So, glory to God. In verse 28, and Peter answers in there, "Lord, if it be thou you, bid me to come unto the water." And he said, "Come." One word from God. And when Peter was coming down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And he said, I'm sorry. And when he saw the wind, boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." Many of us in our situation right now, we're looking at some things. Look at the walls. Look at the cupboards. We're seeing some challenges right now. We're seeing some times that are going through right now. We're seeing some times in our life that it's unpredictable. We can't say what it is like because we know it doesn't feel good. We don't have all the answers, but we don't like it. Amen. We don't like it. But he goes for it immediately, verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, "O thou of little faith, where did thou doubt?" So sometimes we have to learn to exercise our faith. We have to begin to, when we can't be praying, ask God will give us more faith, and we're not exercising the gift that we do have. We got to be able to function, flow, and flow in such a way that God gets to glory out of it. Hallelujah. And so we go on, we're almost finished. And when he saw, immediately he said, in verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, said unto him, "O thou of little faith, where dost thou doubt?" At a time we ought to believe in, sometimes we've fallen back, we've fallen off. At a time we ought to be moving, we're still thinking about it, we're still praying about it. God is ready for us to move in some things in different areas, not taking anything away from it, but sometimes it will take us going beyond the way we feel, going beyond what it said, going beyond what it looks like to see God move. Hallelujah. So glory to God. Okay, almost finished here. Praise God. Almost finished. So as he goes through, he's meeting Jesus, stretched forth his hand, and caught him, and he said unto him, "O thou a little faith, wherewith dost doubt? Wherefore did thou doubt?" Where in your faith did you doubt? Did you fail? Your faith failed when the question came in your heart. Can he take care of you? Did the faith fail when you begin to see or wonder, does God really love me? Where did the faith fail? What happened? What was allowed to happen? So we have to realize that it's our faith. Our faith, we walk by faith and not by sight. So we have to put our faith in operation. Okay, last verse, we're ready to come before to close. Amen. And when they came up, they were coming to sea into the ship, and the wind ceased. See, once we do the will of God, once we go forward, He said immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him. Okay. So then he said, oh, he had a little faith. But even then, when we allow faith to be challenged and to grow, no matter what comes our way, we're going to overcome. Okay, verse 33 says, and they were in the ship and came and worshiped, saying, O of truth, thou art the Son of God. So, in other words, what manner of man is this? That even the winds obey him. That's what translation says. Even the wind obeys him. How much is God ready to move in your life to challenge you to get where you've never been before? In the midst of the storm is where you're being strengthened and built. Don't despise your storms. Yes, the storm may be uncomfortable. It may not even make sense. But don't lose heart in the midst of your storm. Enduring the process of the storm. There's a process that goes through storms that's going to help you get to where you need to get to. Your storm is a limited thing that happens. But the state of your mind, your heart, your will, that's the thing that can stay in their place and don't change. We need to change. So as we allow God to hear, to give us his word tonight, I thank God, I encourage you to take this word tonight and allow God to challenge you and to deal with you, to mesh with you, amen, for the next place in God. Begin to hear his voice. Begin to feel his presence like never before. Desire to know him for real. Not just a casual thing, but really for real. Let's get to know him and allow him to do it. So, glory to God. Right, I'm going to stop right there. If there's anyone who have any questions, comments, or concerns, or if you need prayer requests, amen, please call in. The number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box, amen, to speak. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. As wise, I'm still waiting on you guys. I'm going to go ahead and say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for what you said and you've done, even how you're moving, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for preparing us, Lord God, for greatness. As you deal with our hearts, Lord God, thank you for hearing your word. Thank you for the sound that comes forth from out of heaven as we come forth to a new place in you, Lord. Thank you for favor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that no matter where we go, no matter what we do, Lord God, that we should follow your example, follow your lead, Holy Spirit, and let you deal with us according to your word, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Father, we bless you, and we thank you right now, Lord God, for touching each and every heart, Lord God, that they be healed, healthy, and concerned, even healthy holes in Jesus' name, that they will be touched by you, Lord God, that they will go forth and do what needs to be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So glory to God. Once again, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get the cue box to speak. Amen. So praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So praise God. If there's anyone else, amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for even for those who may be salvation. Amen. Right now, if you have your Bible material with me, that's Romans 10:9-10. Amen. Amen. So glory to God. We just ask God that he continue to deal and make, build you, and strengthen you. Amen. You all, that you will go forth and walk in the divine destiny of God. So praise God. We just thank God for how he's moving. According to his spirit, amen. Because his spirit is like us, amen. That as he continues to hear us from here from God, that clarity and instruction and instructions will come forth. Amen. So we just praise God for all that he said and done and how he's moved. So be encouraged as we go forth and just know that God got us. He showed up. So glory to God. God bless you all. Amen. If there's no one tonight, we're going to go forth and give it past the mic back. Amen. And we thank God for this, for the word tonight and all that he said and done that will cause us to really go further in the things of God. So I definitely encourage you all to continue to develop your walk with God and really allow him to know you as you know him and begin to move. Amen. So, praise God. All right, once again, the word tonight was enduring the process of the storm and during the process of the storm. You're going to come out, and you come out blessed. You come out healthy, whole, in Jesus' name. Amen. You come out victorious. Victorious. So, amen. So, be encouraged and know that God has made you for this, that you've been made to do what you do. Amen. There's no one like you, no one at all. So, thank you, Lord God, for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all. Good night.